Following the hottest year in recorded history and the warmest winter, New York State is enduring a scorcher of a summer. In fact, the State Department of Environmental Conservation has declared that all of New York is now on a drought watch. And while we cannot attribute all of these changes in weather to global warming, it certainly hasn't helped. The world's experts have long agreed that global warming is, in large part, the result of human activities. They've documented that the planet is heating up and that climate changes will result. A hotter planet will result in droughts and more intense storms, for example. Those experts have concluded that in order to curtail the damage that global warming is having on the planet, policies should be put in place to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases the world releases into the atmosphere. Since much of the leading greenhouse gases are the result of burning of fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas, these experts have argued that public policies focus on keeping those fuels in the ground. In New York State, the governor heeded that advice when he announced that the state would not allow the oil and gas industry to use hydraulic fracking, to exploit New York's natural gas reserves. At that time, New York State was the first state with significant natural gas reserves to ban fracking. Since then, there's been a growing body of evidence that fracking does pose environmental and public health risks. And what has become clearer still is that the world needs to keep fossil fuels in the ground, not burn them so that the resulting gases rise into the lower atmosphere and become a heat-trapping blanket. But that decision raises an important question. How does New York generate power in a post-fossil fuel era? Last week, New Yorkers got a glimpse of how that question will be answered when the Cuomo administration announced the construction of a large wind farm off the coast of Long Island. The administration declared that it would power the state with 50% renewable energy, more than twice than it does now, by the year 2030. An important way to reach that goal would be to use the wind power generated off the Atlantic coast. According to the administration, the wind farm would be the largest in the nation. When completed in the year 2022, it would consist of 15 wind-powered turbines located 30 miles off the coast of Montauk, which is at the eastern end of Long Island. The project would generate 90 megawatts, enough energy to power about 50,000 Long Island homes. The benefits of a wind farm off Long Island include power generation close to a densely populated area which has high energy costs, and proximity to large ports. The project would also provide a good source of jobs. Of course, generating power from wind also helps to reduce the state's reliance on fossil fuel-based power generation sources and helps curb the health-related harms resulting from pollution generated by those sources. Wind power alone is not the solution to the world's energy needs. Other alternative energy sources, most notably solar, will also need to develop, and we'll need to take a big step toward battery storage to allow us to bank energy when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. Nevertheless, offshore wind power is adding significant power to the world. Globally, generation more than quadrupled between the years 2000 and 2006. And at the end of last year, global capacity was more than 70,000 megawatts. In the energy-hungry United States, a single megawatt is enough electricity to power about 250 homes. Germany has the most installed wind energy capacity, followed by Spain, the United States, India, and Denmark. Development is also fast-growing in France and China. Industry experts predict that if this pace of growth continues by the year 2050, wind power will be the answer to one-third of the world's electricity needs. New York State has taken a big first step in helping the world meet that demand.